and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Hey guys, I'm here. I've got some pretty good energy, but I'm depressed, so I'm very mixed right now. And I was hypomanic when I went on thyroid, super hypomanic for 2 to 3 weeks. And then I started coming down and then started feeling depressed, coming into a depression. And even though I've got the energy, because I'm mixed, I'm also depressed. And I thought this would be a really good time to do a podcast on what it's like when I feel depressed, like how I notice I'm going into a depression. One of the reasons why I think this is good to talk about it is for people that aren't as aware that they're depressed, aren't as in tune with it yet, and for people that don't realize that they're depressed. If you listened to my last podcast, you would have heard how I was hypomanic on the thyroid and how bad that was. And I wasn't euphoric, a lot of people with bipolar disorder when they're hypomanic, I should say most probably, I don't know. Yeah, because I think there are less people than mixed, or are there less people diagnosed as mixed? Hard to say. But usually when they're hypomanic, they get euphoria or joy, happiness. And I wasn't having any of that. So that's, a big reason why I'm diagnosed as with mixed symptoms or whatever they call it. Whatever my psychiatrist puts down there in the diagnose, I haven't looked at the DSM-5, which is the statistical manual, something like that, for psychiatric disorders. By the way, this is kind of sidetracked, but my, it turns out that I just found out that the sleep disorder I have is in the DSM, and it is an official disorder. Now, it was called a syndrome, and now it's disorder. The abbreviation is DSPS, and it stands for Delayed Sleep Wake Phase Disorder. There's also one that's Advanced Phase, I think. But the delayed means that my sleep cycle's delayed. So instead of going to bed at 11 p.m., I'm going to bed at like 2 a.m. and then waking up appropriately. I do sleep longer than I used to, and I think that has a lot to do with the crazy sleep cycle plus medications, and it also has to do with the time of the year it is. But I must tell you, this is really key, and I got to put this in my blog. And by the way, I do have a latest blog on thyroid, the thyroid bipolar connection. I'm pretty sure I published that. But vitamin D. So my endocrinologist, and it's so important to find a good endocrinologist, I think, when you're bipolar, and especially in later years. I'm 50. Because especially when you're a woman and there are a lot of hormones that aren't being pumped out like they were before. Actually going through menopause was a blessing for me because it helped a lot of additional crazy cycling to stop. Unfortunately, not the depression enough, but in any case, that tie between hormones, sex hormones, and other hormones like thyroid are really key when you're bipolar. My endocrinologist, he actually thinks that if he can put me on other other sex hormones that I don't have anymore, that's going to help my mood. I don't really know. I mean, it was more my bipolar disorder affecting, I think, my sex hormones than the reverse. I used to think it was the reverse, but then when when I started getting on the bipolar medication, I realized it was the bipolar disorder. Anyways, getting off track. So what do I feel when I start feeling depressed? The first thing that I start to notice, at least this time, is, and I should say I wasn't euphoric when I was hypomanic. I would just say my mood was just normal. I was happy, but I wasn't too happy. I definitely wasn't euphoric. And sometimes I was depressed and realistic about how bad the hypomanic energy was hurting me because I wasn't drinking or eating for 5 hours a day because I was just too busy getting things done. But the first thing I started noticing were sad thoughts, depressing thoughts that came or started coming into my mind, just started feeling sad, a little bit sad. And then goes the motivation. and I think this is a big thing for people that even just suffer from mild depression, motivation, desire. I think it's something that's really easy to rationalize or, some people thinking it's just laziness, which is a bad thing. I think there are a lot of people out there that are suffering from depression, but a mild form, and just don't have a lot of motivation or desire to do things that they might normally want to do or they used to do. And then they've sat in that for so long, they forget. They just forget what it was like to not be depressed. I know this for sure with a cousin of mine who was depressed for years. And actually, other family members that I have that are now on antidepressants, many years, being depressed and not realizing it. And then for me, I mean, that was the same case. My physician assistants, cause I wasn't seeing doctors at that point. They were putting in my chart that I was depressed and anxious, had anxiety, but I was in denial about it. And when I got my medical records, I was really pissed off because I'm like, who are you to judge? I'm not depressed. I don't have anxiety. And then I went on medication. I was like, whoa, I really have lots of anxiety because now I don't, or I had. But the depression is a little more trickier because you can rationalize it so easily. And I also was suffering from severe fatigue, which was not depression. And they kept on telling me that that was depression. And that's why I was, fighting it, because I'm like, the fatigue's not depression. I know what depression is. And it turned out the fatigue was related to my sleep and probably my thyroid. I'll just quickly mention that the thyroid, because the thyroid's a tricky thing. They don't really know what normal is. And a lot of people, especially as they get older and women of all ages, can have low thyroid. And the THS, which is a thyroid stimulating hormone, will measure normal. Yet you can be what's called subclinical. Have subclinical hypothyroidism, meaning that it'll say that the level's normal, but your body's not pumping enough thyroid for you. It's really, really important if you think you have sluggishness, and after you go on antidepressants, you still have sluggishness, to ask your doctor, you have to demand this, to do a full thyroid panel with T4 and T3. They won't do T3 unless you demand it, okay? And the reason why I say you got to demand the T3 and is because, well, I had read about it too, and, they looked at me like, you're just, reading crap off the internet. But it turned out my T3 was abnormally low. And they should have sent me to an endocrinologist. Instead, they did nothing because they didn't have a clue. So I really like my endo. He's very thorough, and he respects what I have to say, and he seems to be really on top of things. I went to an endo years ago who did all the tests and said you were normal, but clearly I was not normal. The vitamin D, the other big, huge thing My endo put me on vitamin D. It's 50,000 IU, but time released. So it's really high dose, but it's time released over a week. I take one pill once a week. And it turned out that it helped my sleep cycle tremendously. It took me a while to kind of figure out like what changed, what could be helping my sleep cycle. And the way it helped is, I was waking up literally before the sun would set, and worst case in the winter, 5 p.m., 7 p.m. 5 p.m., 7 p.m., no joke. And it was even more depressing. Like, it's just so hard. I mean, it's already hard because I wake up in the afternoon, and, you know, I'm chasing the sun is what I'm doing constantly. But at least it's 2 p.m. has sort of been my average instead of 5 to 7. And anyways, I was trying to figure out what was different. And I realized the only thing that was different was the vitamin D. And so I did some research online and I found there's at least a couple studies out there on how vitamin D and I think in the high doses. And I think it might have said high doses too, but I don't remember exactly. But it can help circadian rhythm. Now, my endocrinologist thought that the vitamin D would help my depression. He did say it helps a lot of different things. He wasn't surprised that it helped the sleep circadian rhythm, although I don't know that he was aware of any of those studies. So I wanted to make sure I told you guys about that because. I'm thinking like everyone that suffers from depression, fatigue, etc., needs to go on this high dose vitamin D. At least try it out. It's safe to go in the high doses because it's water soluble, which means that whatever you don't need, basically you pee it out. Okay, obviously you can tell that my energy is very hypomanic. I don't know why I just swung into this yesterday. I started feeling I have a little bit of happiness here. I don't know. It's weird. Like I'm depressed, but I'm not depressed. Like now my mood doesn't feel too depressed and my energy's high, but I know I'm depressed. So that's what's so weird about being mixed. But so I wanted to talk more about the motivation factor. So after I start feeling the sadness coming in, and there's definitely negative thoughts there too. Depression affects your self-esteem. You know, you start feeling guilty about things. You start feeling you're not good enough. Why would someone want to be with me? Because I can't. Instead of focusing on the good things, I'm a great person. I'm a wonderful person. I'm a loving person. I'm a smart person. You know, all those good qualities that you have. Okay, so motivation. So I start, it's like, I don't feel like doing things mostly. That's kind of the first thing. Like, I don't really want to take my dog for walk. Yes, she's that smart, so I have to spell it out. That takes a lot of effort. Just feeding them takes a lot of effort. For instance, I ordered, a garage door opener for my housemate because he has a bike, just to make it easy for him to go through the garage. I put the bike in the garage, and I have no motivation to go program that thing. I just want to go sit on the couch. And I think, you know, if you're already familiar with depression, that's easy to relate to. But I'd like to try to reach those people who are suffering from depression and don't know it, or don't realize it, that motivation that you don't have is not laziness. And that if you, seek treatment for depression, possibly go on an antidepressant, or if you're bipolar medication, or both, if you're mixed like me, or have severe depression, you will find a huge difference with that motivation, and you're not lazy. It's not your fault. It's just some, you know, messed up wiring in your brain. What else can I tell you about the motivation? I don't have motivation to go out. That's my biggest problem, is getting out of the house. I just want to sit on my couch and watch TV all day. And, you know, when I had that hypomanic motivation, that I took advantage of it. I mean, I knew it was a problem because I wasn't eating for or drinking water even for 5 hours straight. And there I go drinking my tea. But I also knew I needed to take advantage of it and get done as much as possible that I needed to get done. And that's what I did. It's funny because I'm not working right now. One of my doctors, put me on, temporary disability, because I have repetitive stress injuries and my upper body's completely messed up now with severe carpal tunnel and tendonitis and all that. And I'm in quite a bit of pain, but, the point is that, it was kind of funny because someone that, wanted my advice and some marketing stuff, didn't know, she didn't know why I wasn't working. I just happened to mention I wasn't working, and, she couldn't understand why I was so busy. And I had to joke. I'm the busiest person you'll ever know who's not working. And that's because I just had all this hypomanic, energy and motivation. And there's that key again, that motivation to do things, to get stuff done in my house, to take pictures of things I want to sell on eBay, to organize, to clean, to do laundry, all that kind of stuff. So you take that motivation away and then you don't have motivation to do anything. If I think of anything else, I'll add to it. But really, that's just what I wanted to talk about today, is just how I noticed I'm going into a depression and why I'm depressed, even though I may not sound like I'm depressed, right? Talking, I don't sound depressed. At this moment, I'm not feeling depressed, but I know I'm suffering from depression, if that makes sense. Like I said, with mixed, you can have... contradictory symptoms, and you can even have low motivation and a good mood. So, right now, I guess that's sort of where I'm at, but maybe there's some depression underneath there. I'll have to wait. It's just weird. It's kind of like when you have this high energy, you think maybe you're not depressed, but then the depression is there. Okay. So like I said, if I have more to add, I'll add to that. I hope, this helps someone. By the way, I did want to mention that, I haven't done this very much cause I can't get myself there, but I had a doctor's appointment, in the same area of a behavioral health hospital where NAMI does, in our own voice presentations. And I did want to let you know about in our own voice, because it's a really great program where individuals suffering from mental health issues, mine being bipolar, you know, anxiety, et cetera, we go to mental health hospitals and we talk to the patients. Basically, we just share our story, and through sharing, people can benefit and learn. I mean, like I'm sharing here on the podcast, it feels really, really good to do that. This last time, I've only done it 3 times, and even though I was trained a year ago, because it's hard for me to get there, and it's not that close either, so that makes it more difficult. But like I said, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. But I want to encourage any of you that might think you might enjoy doing this. And they pay you. I'm actually doing it as a volunteer, but they will pay you. So for those of you that aren't working or aren't working much, you know, you can get some extra cash and help people at the same time. But it's really nice when you get a crowd of the more functional people, just cause they're less doped up and they're really, really appreciative. But even the people that are kind of doped up more heavily, non-functional situation, they do appreciate it. They're just a little bit less vocal about it, but, it's just so rewarding when you hear people say, thank you so much, I relate to that, or, you know, I was helped by what you said. And I always say, like, if I can say one thing and help people, then that makes my day, that makes my year. I mean, that's why I do this podcast. So, all right, I'm going to end this section, and I will see you next time. I just want to add that I re-listened to this, and it's funny because when I listen to the recording, I'm not talking that fast, but when I'm talking, I feel like I'm talking really fast. And that's probably because when I'm depressed, when someone, you know, often when someone's depressed, they're talking more slowly, and they may sound like they're chill or laid back, but it's actually depression. And I guess you get used to something. And so I got used to talking more slowly. And so when I started talking more fast, I'm thinking maybe I'm hypomanic. And that's a difficulty when you're a rapid cycler and you go back and forth. And or if you're sitting in one place for a long time, you kind of, you know, and I say this all the time, I'm not sure what normal is anymore. You know, I have a hard time recognizing what normal is. But anyways, I just wanted to add that because that was kind of interesting. And then also I noticed I first started off saying that I'm depressed. And then I said at the end, well, I'm not feeling depressed, but I know I'm depressed. So I think just talking through this, I started feeling more pumped up. But anyways, there you go. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.